Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this is the Shovavim series, a special release of tools and principles to help increase self-understanding and control for a life of elevated Kedusha. In the last video, we talked about becoming familiar with your own versions of how your mind rationalizes when you're engaged in the ritualizing stage of inching along in the process. So what I said last time is that, again, becoming familiar with your own rationalizations and naming that is incredibly helpful because you can see it. And when you can see it, now you can actually deal with it, as opposed to when it's just happening without having any visibility. You don't even know that it's going on. It's just happening. Well, then there's really no ability to do anything. It's like the word in English, responsibility, is really made up of two words, as many people point out. Responsibility is responsibility. It's the ability to respond. Little kids don't have responsibility because they don't have the ability to respond. As we get older, we have more responsibility because we have more ability to respond. If I don't even know what's happening because it's just happening without my even seeing it, then I have no ability to respond. My ability to respond, it surfaces when I have awareness of what's happening. So the more, again, the more I can become familiar with these thought patterns in my head, the more I'm aware of it, the more I have the ability to respond to it. And so that's the first point we spoke about last time. What I want to just add briefly to this understanding and to becoming more and more aware of how these rationalizations take place in our head, is to point out that if you think about almost any rationalization that happens, whether it's the intellectualizing, it's the minimizing, it's the comparing, it's the justifying, it's uniqueness, it's blame, whatever it might be, there's almost always a kernel of truth in the rationalization. It almost always starts somewhere true, but then it leads into what they would call a non sequitur. It starts with something true, but the upshot of that observed truth doesn't actually follow from the truth. So for example, take minimizing by way of comparison. What this other guy does, oh, that's really bad. What I'm doing is not so bad. And what they're doing is worse. So let's just say for argument's sake that sometimes that might actually be true, that you might have latched on to someone else's behavior. You might have noticed and observed someone else's behavior that's in close proximity to you that might actually genuinely be more problematic than what you are engaging with or struggling with. That might be true. But the non sequitur is, therefore what? Why does that actually change anything about what you're doing? Or, for example, blaming others or looking at your own uniqueness. So blaming others, my wife isn't interested or my wife is sleeping. So, okay, that might be true. And therefore what? Why does that lead to being okay now to the following behavior? Or, for example, uniqueness. So I had an incredibly difficult day and therefore I deserve this. Well, the I had an incredibly difficult day is true, but what's the therefore? Therefore I deserve what? I deserve something that can help me, but does that mean I deserve this? So the rationalizations almost always start with a true observation. And then the way that our mind gets us is by creating a false sense of an upshot from that initial true observation. That what follows from the initial true point does not actually follow from there. And again, the idea here being that the more we become aware of these things, the more that we have the ability to respond to them differently, as opposed to if they're just happening, then they're just happening. We don't really have any point of choice. We don't really have the bechira, the capacity to make choices. The more that we can see this, we can be aware of it, the more we have the capacity to hopefully be able to make healthier choices for ourselves.
If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yaakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.